السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah, praise to Him in His Highness, who has created heavens and earth in His capability. And out of love to humanity, He has sent His messengers to guide humanity from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses, to Jesus Christ, to Muhammad. Peace and blessing of Allah be upon all of them. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He is the seal of all messengers. And with whom the message has been completed. God's message to humanity that was revealed to Moses, and to Jesus Christ. Isa, may Allah give them peace and blessing to their souls. Their messages have been completed by the message given to Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. May Allah give his soul peace and blessings, and the same to his house, the same to his companions, and to the believers until the day of judgment. Amen. Before I start the khutbah, I would like to greet our guests today, Dr. Natalie Trice from Dalton State College. She teaches world literature, and she's here for the first time. And Dr. Joshua Feaster, he is coming back. He is not a stranger to this house of God. And I also want to welcome their students, the prospective teachers at Dalton State College. And we welcome you here. You are always welcome to come back. And we wish you a great career in teaching and spreading knowledge to the world. May Allah enable you to do that. I also want to announce that next Friday we have a community lunch between dinner between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. And we will welcome the brothers and sisters who have been here for the first time and those who were before. And it is between Maghrib and Isha next Friday, inshallah. The topic of this khutbah, the speech of Friday, I chose is a similarity in the essence of the message. Actually, it is the same message that Allah, praise to Him. Allah is the name of God in Arabic, and He chose His name by Himself in the Holy Quran. He gave commandments to Musa. We say Musa, this is the Arabic word for Moses. He gave him the Ten Commandments on the tablets, and it is a famous story in the Old Testament. Then when he went back to his people, the Israelites, he found them worshipping a golden calf, and he was so angry, and he threw the tablet to the ground, and it was broken. But the Ten Commandments were kept in the Old Testament, and Christians cherish them, and Muslims cherish them also. And in the media, they mention the words Sharia law a lot. In fact, Sharia means law. Sharia is the Arabic word for law. The Ten Commandments are the Sharia, part of the Sharia. In the Holy Book of Islam, the Holy Quran, it's really, you will find commandments of God, not only limited to these 10, it's about all aspects of our life. If you are a devoted Muslim and you follow these commandments, they are in hundreds, they are in thousands actually, throughout the Holy Quran. Some of them with the don't do that, and some of them with imperative verb like do that. But I will start with the Ten Commandments, which are mentioned in the Old Testament in Exodus 20, verse 1 to 17. The first one, thou shalt have no other gods. It's Allah, praise to Him, is telling the Israelites, then Christians, and also to Muslims. You cannot take another God, with Allah. In Islam, there is a famous verse, it's repeated so many times in the Holy Quran, but I will pick just one. In verse 23, chapter 17 of the Holy Quran, Al-Isra, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبْلُوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This is the Arabic text and the translation that Allah has decreed that you do not worship anybody except Him. The second commandment, no graven images or likenesses. In chapter 42 of the Holy Quran, verse 11, Allah, praise to Him, says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like God. And therefore, you cannot assume a specific image for God. The third commandment in the Old Testament, do not take the Lord's name in vain. When you mention the name of God, don't take that lightly. It should be a serious thing when you swear, when you take an oath. In the Holy Quran, this is in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, verse 224. Allah, praise to Him, says, وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ. Do not use the name of God right and left in everything you say. When you there is a serious issue, then you can mention and you say, I swear to God. It's like you go to court, but not every time you mention the name of God for mundane things, everyday life. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day. There should be a day you rest, and for the Israelites it was Saturday, and for Christians it is Sunday, and for Muslims it is a Friday, this day, this moment we are celebrating. And in chapter 62 of the Holy Quran, verse 9, Allah, praise to Him, says, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. When Friday prayer time comes, you should leave everything and you come to the worship of Allah. It's better than selling and buying anything. In the fifth commandment in the Old Testament, honor thy father and thy mother. Actually, this is so much revered in Islam, and also in chapter 17, verses 23 to 24 in the Holy Quran, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And this would be the topic, I will speak about it in more detail. And with your, treat your parents as best as you can. This is in Islam. The sixth commandment in the Old Testament, thou shalt not kill. And also in chapter 17, verse 33, Allah, praise to Him, says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Do not kill an innocent soul except when there is a reason for that, and there should be court and due process. And in the seventh command, thou shalt not commit adultery. And in Islam, also in chapter 17, verse 32 of the Holy Quran, Allah, praise to Him, says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not come near adultery. Not only do not commit, don't come near it. Don't do anything that may take you to there. In the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. It's a big thing in Islam. Also in verses like in chapter 17, verse 34, or chapter 60, verse 12, and thou you shall not steal. And it's a characteristic of mu'min, of believers, not to steal. Because it is encroachment on people's private property that we work hard to get, and it will be chaos in society if this is allowed. In the ninth commandment in the Old Testament, thou shalt not bear false witness. You cannot say anything and it's not true. And especially if there is a human, the life of another human being is dependent on what you are saying. It's like testimonies or testifying in a court that this person did something and he did not, or she did not do. In the Holy Quran, this is in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 30, وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Avoid, don't come near, don't do anything, don't say anything in falsehood, and particularly if you are giving a testimony. And finally, the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet, or thou shalt not desire what others have. Whether it is looking at somebody's spouse or property or power or status, you should not look at them desiring what they have. In the Holy Quran, this is Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 88, Allah, praise to Him, says, لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم Don't look at other people's spouses, or if you want to extrapolate it, whatever other people have. So, in the last sermon in Mount Arafah, the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, was given one of the last revelations from Jibril, Gabriel in English, telling humanity through him that Allah has completed the religion for them and refined it, and he is content about it. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. And with the word religion, its understanding, its conception in Islam, meaning all the messages of Allah, of God, to humanity, to guide them. Since Adam, through Noah, through Abraham, through Moses, through Jesus Christ, until Muhammad, all these messages have been completed in one final book. So it's good news for the humanity. It is there. And therefore, this is how we understand the Ten Commandments. They are just part of the messages of Allah, messages of God, to guide humanity to what's good for the individual, what's good for the community, what's good for the nation, and what's good for the world, actually. We see all these beautiful meanings in Surah Al-Isra, and I really made an effort to pick as many verses as possible from Surah Al-Isra to show you how the Ten Commandments are included. And this is just one chapter in the Holy Quran, but like I said, throughout the Holy Quran, when you study it, you will see so many verses from the Old Testament and the New Testament are included in verses in the Holy Quran. The very first one I want to use, this is starting from verse 23 to verse 39 of chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. Your Lord has decreed that you worship nobody except him, and towards your parents, you treat them with the best treatment possible. In verse 26, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. And give your relatives whatever they deserve, and also give charity to the travelers and to the poor. Again, I'm talking about Sharia. No, this is Sharia. Treat your parents as best you can. Be nice to people. If you are fortunate, God has given you from what he has, from the wealth. Don't forget your relatives. Give charity to your relatives. Give charity to the poor. Give charity to the travelers. This is Sharia that people in the media make fun of or say it's bad. How is this bad? Even if you don't have enough money to give people, then you have this in verse 28. فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. Still you can give charity through nice words. Give people nice words. If you are capable to give people money, that's great. But if for any moment, you still can be very close to your Lord by being nice to people, giving them nice words, cheering them up, lifting up their morale. In verse 29, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ ولا تبسطها كل البسط فتقعد ملوما محسورا. Don't be stingy, miserly, meaning you are hoarding a lot, more than what you need, and you are not giving anybody. Your Lord is telling you, don't be that. At the same time, and don't be extending your hand completely, giving away all what you have, then you will be regretting that because you are not leaving anything for yourself. In other words, don't be this extreme, not giving at all, or that extreme, giving everything. No, your Lord wants you to be in the middle and behaving reasonably. And if we do that in society, then people would love each other, would care about each other. We have a great community, we have a great neighborhood, we have a great nation. In verse 31, Allah, praise to Him, says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطْئًا كَبِيرًا. Don't kill your children out of fear of poverty. In our days, this is translates to abortion. The vast majority of abortions are really performed for fear of poverty, because if she keeps, or the couple would keep the pregnancy to full term, then, and they are not capable to spend on that, then they make a decision to abort. Allah, praise to Him, says, don't do that. Why? Because He, praise to Him, is capable of giving you and your children. So once a child is concepted, then Allah is responsible for giving provision for that child, and they should not be killed. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. This is verse 32 of chapter 17 of the Holy Quran. Don't come near adultery. It is a bad abomination, and it's a bad thing to do to each other. In verse 33 of the same surah, chapter 17, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Don't kill an innocent human being. Allah forbids that. And in another verse in the Holy Quran, very famous, killing an innocent soul is like killing the whole humanity. And saving an innocent soul from being killed is like saving the whole humanity. In verse 34, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُ. Don't come near the money, the wealth of the orphan. If you are entrusted to keep the money or the wealth of an orphan, you should not come near it. You should not touch it. You should not spend on from it. And it can be applied to any responsibility. When you are responsible for people's money or people's life, people's education, people's work, people's communities, once you are entrusted, you should keep that trust. Don't betray people's trust. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. And if you have a promise, you should keep your promise. You are responsible for that before your Lord. And in verse 35, Allah, praise to Him, says, وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Whenever you have scales, whenever you have business transactions, you should not breach each other. You should not cheat each other. Whatever you agreed upon, you should deliver, no matter what changes happen in the market. Otherwise, if we start cheating each other in business and transactions, then nobody will trust anybody, and the whole society will crumble down. In verse 36, يقول الله عز وجل ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل ذلك كان عنه مسؤولا. If you don't know something, don't pretend that you know it. Don't volunteer saying things that you don't know about. Because whatever you say and whatever people hear from you, it's all recorded and you are responsible before the Lord your God. And in verse 37, Allah, praise to Him, says, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Don't walk on the ground in an arrogant way. It's a metaphor. Don't be arrogant in any aspect of your life by showing people you are greater than them or putting them down. No matter how powerful you are not going in your steps on the floor, on the ground, you are not going to go deeper than what the floor is beneath you. Meaning you don't have enough power to make a hole in the floor. Just be humble to yourself and to other people around you. And finally, in verse 39 of Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17 of the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا فَتُلْقَى فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَلُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Don't take any other God beside your Lord, your God, Allah. And if you do, then there will be punishment in the hellfire. This is really what Sharia is. It's about treating yourself well, taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, taking care of your community, taking care of your society, taking care of this earth we are living on. That's really Sharia. And every time you hear in the media people saying bad things about Sharia, always remember the first verse that I talked about. Treat your parents as best as you can. They are the ones that were the reason you are here. If anybody in the world is or should be celebrated, it's your parents. That's really Sharia. That's the beauty of Sharia, the Islamic law. May Allah, praise to Him, make us among those who understand and among those who are thankful for understanding, among those who are carrying out God's commandments for the good of themselves, for the good of their families, for the good of their communities, and for the good of the world. And ask Allah, He is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Praise to Allah, the Lord of the universe, and peace and blessing be on the soul of Sayyidina Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. Usually in an Islamic service, there are two parts of the speech. The first is education from the Holy Quran, and the second is what we call dua, supplication. We ask Allah to bless us in our health, and we ask Him to bless us in our wealth, and we ask Him to bless our time so we can use it in the best way possible. We are entrusted with several responsibilities. May Allah enable us to be the best in these responsibilities. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.